They simply said in terms of the law, voter education is the purview of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, and as such, they don't want anyone else to do voter education without permission. So we are still negotiating with the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, and we hope to get that permission.
Do you take this communication as an official letter of barring you from doing voter education because you had been waiting for this response?
Yes, this is an official communication, so that's the effect of that communication.
What does that say about the environment and what you had been hoping to achieve?
We are still allowed to do civic education, so we are going to continue with our civic education exercises. The only unfortunate thing is the reach of that is not going to be as wide as it was, because radio is what most people have access to, as well as TV. So without that, it means we'll only use our community-based programs and our observers who are spread throughout the country. So it's going to be more difficult to reach as many people as you would have wanted, but we will continue doing those activities.
We understand there have been leaked documents from ZBH. What can you tell us about that?
Unfortunately, I can't confirm on that aspect because I have not received anything official from ZBH, but what we know is ZBH is in the process of arranging refunds of the money that we have paid, because all that is that we have been running on TV and radio were paid for. It was not free airtime, and we had to do free payments, but they are processing refunds for those slots which we obviously are not to use now.